welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. This week, we revisit our Say Who series with music by a composer who I'd hedge a bet that you've probably never heard of. A 2013 release from Old Focus Recordings features music for a quartet of viols written by a fellow named David Funk, a musician born in 1648 in what is today the Czech Republic. Funk didn't leave a large footprint behind. The music on this recording comes from his one and only surviving publication of pieces. And we don't know very much about his life either, save some anecdotes that paint a picture of a man with a somewhat scandalous reputation. Educated at university in poetry, law, and music, Funk went on to hold some prominent positions in Reichenbach and later in Ilmenau. But in 1694, things took an ill-fated turn. Funk was hired to be the organist at the Latin school in Wunsiedel, but was forced to leave the post following accusations of perverse and deviant behavior. A council record from the time refers to him as a böser Mensch, or an evil man. After the trouble in Wunsiedel, we kind of lose track of Funk's biography, but legend has it that he met an unfortunate end, freezing to death, after setting out for Arnstadt alone on foot. But the music we'll hear today was published in 1677, long before all of this tumult, during the height of Funk's career as an accomplished musician, highly regarded by his peers. As mentioned before, this publication, which bears the title Strictura Viola Digambike, is Funk's only preserved music publication. The collection of dance suites for viols contains a total of 43 pieces and was printed in 4 separate part books. We heard Rebecca Arndt, Kivi Conn-Lippmann, Jane Legero, and Zoe Weiss perform a fugue by David Funk on 4 bass viols. All of the pieces in this collection are possible, that is, fit in the playing range of the bass viol, but in a couple of the suites, the top line gets maybe a little too high for comfort. Funk knew this and indicated in the original print that this top part could also be played using a violetta. Adopting the solution, Rebecca Arndt also plays the smaller tenor viol in the pieces on this recording with a higher tessitura. Recordings of Funk's music are few and far between. There are some very old recordings, one made by Dolmetsch in the 1950s, of some of this music performed on 4 recorders. And there's an arrangement of one of Funk's suites for cello ensemble, recorded by the 12 cellists of the Berlin Philharmonic, only slightly more recently in 1976. but how wonderful it is to have a brand new release of Funk's music performed on the instruments that it was originally written for. With that in mind, it is worth noting that in addition to the viols on this recording, the performers add a keyboard accompaniment to some of the tracks. The addition isn't actually specified in the score, but Funk was himself a good harpsichordist, and performance practice dictates that it's not outside the realm of possibility to add the keyboard. To my ears, it works nicely. Dylan Sauerwald plays harpsichord, organ, and a gut-strung clavicithrum, varying the color and texture throughout the disc to good effect. It's about time, I'd say, for us to get reacquainted with Mr. Funk. So thanks very much to these performers for bringing the music of this lesser-known composer to our attention. If you'd like to find out more about the recording featured on the podcast today, just visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.